Check this baby out.
The planet has a fever.
And the only prescription is more cowbell.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Hello.
Oh, no, they're back.
Testing.
No, yeah, no. Oh, yes.
1, 2, 1, 2.
Gigi Edgley, I play Chiana on Farscape, and I'm the host of Jim Henson's Creature Shot Challenge, and you're listening to Two Downies Dudes.
Julian, what's a shithawk? Some kind of a shitty bird that swoops down and puts poop onto you.
I'm Eric.
I'm Robbie, and this is podcast number 64 of Two Downies Dudes for June 27th, 2015. On this episode, we are joined by Jesse Kovacs from down in Virginia and Jen Robideau from Jim's Auto. We talk about transracials, the Maine Singles Facebook group, and Maine Sharks.
Come on, dude!
All right, so last week on the podcast, we talked about the Shriners doing blackface.
We did.
Which, by the way, welcome to the podcast. We've got Jesse Kovacs and Jen Robideau tonight
hey.
With us.
Hey.
But you guys wouldn't know because you don't listen to our podcast because you don't like it, but the Shriners had a float where they actually did blackface. They had their faces painted. Well, it was brown.
Like black people?
Yeah,
well,
it was brown face.
We found out
more
it's,
like it.
It's brown face. More so brown face.
Wait,
than
like
black
just
face.
This weekend now? Like yeah. 3 days ago?
Yeah. Yeah. They had one float designated to guys, crusty old white guys, wearing turbans.
With their faces painted different
brown.
Colors. Yeah.
Hmm.
Yes.
I thought it was kind of in poor taste.
Yeah.
Exactly. That was kind of my reaction to the whole
thing.
Yeah.
But, I didn't really make the connection at the time, but I thought about it later that there's a new transracial movement going on. I don't know if you guys have heard about the Rachel Dolezal thing.
Yes.
Have you seen this, Jen?
Vaguely. I try not to.
Yeah. So it's, I'm probably going to like
Is
fuck
that Nickelback?
It all up. Oh my God. Oh, yeah. Somebody's driving by playing Nickelback.
Blaring it.
I think from a motorcycle, no
Yeah.
Less.
I saw actually a mutual friend of ours, Jen, post on Facebook last
Pissed.
Night, I think. Yeah. Oh my God, Nickelback's canceled.
What?
It's like, yeah, why? Yeah, somebody commented, no, why?
I got tickets for my birthday now. What am I going to do?
Get
Stab
a Nickelback.
Yourself in the eye. Oh.
Ooh, I'm the pun king.
Oh. I think if a friend gave me tickets to Nickelback for my birthday, that would be the end of our friendship.
Yeah, you can't go anywhere from
I
there.
I would know you just don't care about me, and
you pretty much hate me.
You don't even like me, yeah.
So blackface.
Blackface, yeah. Rachel Dolezal, who was the head of the Spokane chapter of the NAACP. I can't pronounce those big city names. But they discovered that she was actually white.
Yes.
White.
Did they do a DNA test?
It's pretty obvious. In fact, I don't know how she managed to climb up through the ranks without anybody catching on
like
to the
saying,
fact
hey,
that
wait
she's,
a minute.
Yeah.
It's her hair.
She yeah, like curly hair. I don't know, must be black.
Check.
Yeah, close enough. Forget
they,
all
good
like
thing
the,
they don't profile or anything.
Yeah, forget all the like prominent Aryan features that she has.
Right.
It's just
and the white
and
skin.
I've got it up on the screen. I mean I wouldn't for a second. If I passed her on the street, I would not think that's a black female.
Right, but she could be half.
Yes.
Maybe half. And the thing is, the greatest thing of all of it is
just
the...
just a bitch with a bad perm.
It's like Bruce Jenner.
She looks like a light-skinned black girl that's trying to look white.
Like Michael Jackson.
She is. Yeah, she's like a reverse Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
Well, the best thing of the interview is where she was outed. Is this guy took his time. He, like, set it up. It was a nine-minute long interview.
When he's asking her if she felt deceitful and stuff?
He baited her along, asked her about, you know, the job and threats that she's received being a black woman in this kind of position and this and that. And then at the very end, he, like, whips out a picture and is like, is this your biological father? And her reaction, I'll play it for you right now because, Eric, I know you haven't seen it.
I have not.
Her reaction is priceless. It's up there with, like, the Bill Clinton, you know, depends on what your definition of is.
No,
is.
Actually, he has, unfortunately, had lung cancer and was not able to get
her procedure. So he's asking if her father was around.
Because she's black, so he wanted
wow.
to know.
Like,
wow. All
right, here it is.
Right there? Yes, ma'am. I'm wondering if your dad really is an African-American man.
That's a very... I mean, I don't know what you're implying.
Are you African-American?
Wow, wow, wow.
I don't understand.
You don't, you don't get that? You don't get the question?
Yes, that's my dad. And he was unable to come in January.
Are your parents?
Oh, snap, she just walked away.
But I love that that moment where she realizes that that's not going to pass. She's like, I don't understand. She, like, thought about it. She's like, I can't really say I don't understand the question because that was a direct question.
Yeah, are you
like,
an
that's not going to work.
Yeah.
So she just trailed off and was like, I don't really understand, get the...
Yeah, what are you implying? Yeah. Well, I asked you a question. So
not implying
sounds like you have
anything.
A guilty conscience now. And it's like she did one of those, oh, yeah, I'm coming.
Yeah, this person over here needs me.
Bolted.
Yeah.
That's great.
It is a wonderful moment.
Well, so transracial.
Now she's coming out, and she sat down for an interview, and declared that she identifies as black. She's transracial.
Hmm.
That's not normal.
Right, and that makes you a racist.
Okay. Yep, oh, so now racist. I'm a racist because I think
well,
it's not normal.
Well, according to the Obama administration, it makes you racist.
Well, it's transracial. It's really confusing. People.
I identify as an Asian.
Hmm. You are transracial.
Are you good at math?
No, I suck at math.
You're definitely not an Asian.
I'm a bad driver, though.
Ooh, okay. That counts, yeah.
Oh, wow.
That counts.
Well, I mean, fuck it. If we're going to go there, right? Let's go there.
Sure.
Yeah, I'm transracial. I've always felt like I'm an Irish guy trapped in a Scandinavian guy's body, so it's not much of a stretch.
I can see
that. I don't
that.
Really need to do anything different. I just like potatoes, I guess.
More so.
More, yeah. Right. So, yeah, transracial, I guess, is a thing now, which... I don't know, I kind of feel like I'm in the Twilight Zone, because I wondered about it and kind of called it with the Caitlyn Jenner thing, and we're not allowed to, like, think about it or question or anything without, like, political correctness labeling us as a racist, homophobic,
right.
transgender phobic, but it just makes you wonder, like, I don't know, there's a lot of outrage against her saying, well, that's just sick, like, she is a sick individual and there's something wrong with her. It's like, okay, well, how is this one thing okay, like
right.
the Bruce to Caitlyn Jenner thing is okay, but why can't she feel like she was born the wrong race? Like, she identifies more with that culture.
Yeah, I can. But how do you identify more, like, how does she identify more with that culture?
Yeah, like, she doesn't like rock and roll, she likes rap. Like, growing up, she, I mean, what,
yeah.
What would bring it right. to that point? Was it her surroundings? Was it, like,
was it tough growing up in an all-white suburban neighborhood?
Eating at the Golden Corral.
Right.
Yeah. Well, that's what a lot of people are saying. And most of the comments I saw on YouTube of her video were like, most people were outraged because there's no way she can identify with the black experience.
Right, because she's not black.
Right.
Right. But if you can identify being a man and identify with having a vagina, you can identify with being black. It's just opened up this huge fucking can of worms.
Right.
That if you don't want to be who you are, you can pretend you're somebody else and people can't question you because it's a fucking hate crime.
Right, and then they're bigots and homophobes and
yeah.
whatever
right.
the
yeah,
fuck.
Yeah, you're an asshole. I want to be black, so shut your mouth.
Well, what I want to identify as a senior citizen so I can get like a $5
Ooh.
Meal at Denny's. You know, I mean,
and
Social Security.
Yeah.
Right,
Social
you were
Security.
Born the wrong age.
I was.
From the first day you were born, you were like, shit, I should be 12 right now.
Exactly.
What the fuck is going on?
Exactly.
I'm in this little infant body. I can barely move. Like, I feel like I should be kicking a soccer ball. But I'm just trying to, like, open my eyes right now.
Yeah,
wow.
Why can't I be? Why can't
trans
I be?
Trans age.
Trans age.
Huge.
That's
yeah.
beautiful.
Mm.
I've always felt like I was a dog trapped in a man's body.
Yeah, I was just thinking that, too. Like,
I've had an urge
trans,
to sniff
trans,
all
trans
of your
species.
Asses tonight.
Trans
you know?
Mammal.
Nice.
Trans mammal.
I like that. Wow. Well, here's the thing. I don't want to be subjected to, like, feeling obligated to sniffing your ass afterwards, you know? So, like, would that, I mean, would I be a racist?
Absolutely.
If you sniffed my ass and I was like, get the fuck away.
And you don't give me back an ass sniff.
Because you don't do that to a dog. Like, if a dog comes up to sniff your ass, you're like, oh, whatever, they're a dog.
Yeah, but we should. Mm. That's what the dog wants.
You think the dog's offended when we don't sniff
Absolutely.
Its ass?
Absolutely.
I never thought about that.
Jesus Christ.
But it does. It raises, like, I had a feeling it was going to go this way. And
what, the outrage?
Just this whole movement starting with the transgender movement because we're, like, not allowed to question it. Sure. So now you've got...
You give them an inch and they take a mile.
Right. And now you've got, like, little boys that are allowed to go in the girls' bathroom in grade schools.
Really?
Because identified as transgender. That I know for a fact.
Fact. Mm-hmm.
Yep. So Eric maybe wants to identify as a 10-year-old and go back to school and hang out in the girls'
Use the girls' bathroom. What's wrong
with that, right? Boom.
Eric can identify as a 10-year-old girl.
Maybe that's why all these people are pedophiles, because they really identify with young children.
Wow, they're trans age.
Pretty soon, pedophiles are going to have a fucking loophole.
Right.
They're going to say, I identify as a 12-year-old, therefore I should be banging 12-year-old kids.
It does open up a massively huge can of worms.
It does, because if you're going to allow the transgender child to use a different bathroom,
right?
Well, if you're going to validate that, you need to validate somebody that's trans race, because who is to say that they don't really feel that way? And if they really feel that way,
right? Which is all this is.
Shouldn't they get, you know, the civil rights treatment where they get a job over somebody else who identifies as white, or they get a college scholarship that a black person would get because they identify as black, just as a transgender child can be on the sports team that they identify as. So it's a tough thing.
No, it's not tough. It's fucking retarded.
Yeah. Where does the buck stop?
I mean, well, I'm just going to say it. I'm just going to say what everybody's thinking, because that's what everybody's thinking. Just nobody's allowed to fucking say
it. It's crazy.
It's fucking stupid.
Right.
It's fucking stupid. You are who you are. Learn to fucking love it. Period.
Right.
Because all this shit is just people walking around fucking hating who they are, wishing they were somebody else, and then saying, oh, well, guess what? Now I am.
It's definitely first world problems, because I don't think in countries where they're starving, they're not having these issues.
Doesn't
they're not thinking
in Nigeria.
About, oh, maybe I was supposed to be born like a 14-year-old Arab female, even though I'm a 40-year-old retired white guy.
Right.
Like, they don't have that problem. It's like, I'm fucking hungry, so I'm going to try to get food today.
Right, and I'm thirsty. Yeah. I'd like some water that doesn't have like someone's shit in it.
Yeah. You know, it's ironic, though, that I was looking at all these comments, these, like, hateful comments towards this woman on YouTube about how, like, she'll never get the black experience, and she can't identify with that, blah, blah, blah. It's like, oh, okay, so you're now oppressing her because of the color of her skin. Isn't that ironic? Like, she's going to get the black experience because now you've all turned on her and saying, you're not the same as us, therefore...
She's going to get the BBC.
Oh, man. Wow. I think she's already gotten that. Does have two black children that she's adopted. Mm. Yeah.
Why couldn't she... All right.
Have her own?
Yeah. And just identify them as black. Even though they identify themselves as white.
Yeah. And the hospital on the forms would identify them as white.
Right. Caucasian.
Yeah. I can say, when you look at the pictures, though, she is much more attractive as a black woman than she was as a white chick.
Maybe that's why she did it.
Wait a minute. So she used to have straight hair, and now she has...
She was like a ginger.
Yes, I said she was just a bitch with a bad perm.
Shut up.
Yeah, crazy
looks
ass
like
perm.
She's
got fake tan.
It just looks like she tans
yeah.
Blondish, reddish hair.
And she was the head of the ACLU.
I think maybe she's got some collagen stuck in her lips, too.
She's got... Oh, my gosh.
I'm just glad that she doesn't, like, overact with the jive talk.
Right.
Because that would be really embarrassing.
Well, she had to assume at some point in her life she might get called out, and if she did she really want, like, clips and audio of her with the jive talk, you know, the
like when you listen
slang.
To Obama when he's campaigning in the South, and all of a sudden he just, like, acquired that accent.
Yeah.
How did he get to the position that he's in? And it's not, is it really appropriate to whoever he was interviewing for the position she was being interviewed by for them to say, well, you don't really look black.
Right.
I'd like to meet your parents. How does that work? And how long has she even been in that position in, at all?
Well, you know, she was the head of the ACLU in Spokane.
And NAACP.
Whatever it is.
Yeah.
Same
racist.
Difference, right? Yeah. She would have had to climb the ladder to get there.
Right.
So she had to make a lot of steps along the way and interview with
a lot of
people.
Dicks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Suck a lot of dicks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
BBC.
Yeah. Well, what if she could have ended that awkwardness and that, like, when that guy started asking about her parents and, like, all she had to do was, like, snap her neck, you know, like, twist her neck and snap
head.
Her fingers just a little bit, and I think the questioning would have stopped right there. If she just started twisting her neck a little bit and one snap, I think it would have gone back, like, he would have pumped his brakes.
If it were authentic enough, though, but it's tough for us white people to make that movement.
It is.
We just, our bodies move so awkwardly.
We're not sassy enough.
Yeah, we don't have that flow.
Mm.
Yeah, we're all just rigid and weird and awkward about it.
So she took blackface to a whole new level.
She did, yeah. Yeah. She, wow. Probably one of the best comments that I've heard so far that a lot of people are making is orange is the new black.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
That is beautiful.
Which it is pretty obvious that it's just, like you said, a bad perm and a bad tan.
Yeah.
And she has passed as black within a black organization for God knows how long.
That's what I want to know. How many years? How many years has this been going on?
I probably should have done research.
So is she getting ousted, or what's going on here?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, I think she's been fired from the position, but now she has to somehow try to, you know, rebuild her reputation.
There was an interview after this took place where it was almost like a tell-all how she has felt since she was a kid that she identified as being a black person, and then somewhere along the way, like in her tween years or teen years or something, she just started telling people outright, I'm black. I'm black. And so there was no question anymore because she just, I'm black, and nobody questioned it. And,
but she has red hair.
Yeah.
The only
right.
red-headed black
woman. I have a huge issue with blackface. This is not...
You have an issue with it, all right.
At what point does that become discriminatory against her for not letting her do her job as a white person? You can't ask if someone's black on a job application. Right? You can't. So if she's applied for her job, does it say anywhere, are you black or white?
Right.
Asian?
Right.
No.
But I think where the problem lies is the fact that she lied about it.
Yes.
Yeah. Had she just kind of like shrugged it off or just walked away like she did before, you know, on the interview, whenever anybody brought it up, she might have been able to get away with it. But where she probably declared on several occasions, you know,
well,
as a black woman, being a black woman.
What's the organization again?
NAACP.
Okay. If she was the head of it, she had to have been making speeches.
I guess the NAACP does stand for National Association of Colored Persons, right? Isn't that
colored
what it stands
people.
For?
Yeah, which seems like they should change that by
color.
Colors.
Yeah, you're not supposed to call them that.
Right.
Right.
Them. Here I go.
Them.
My racist ass.
What do you mean,
I'm not
them.
Fucking racist.
We know. You
so
live in little
them
Haiti.
People.
You live in little Haiti. You
that's
can't be racist.
True.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, don't get me started. I hate everyone equally.
That's right. Absolutely. Like we said on the last week's podcast.
We just have different names for those people.
Wow.
Same. I hear some people say Monday. Mondays.
Yeah, Mondays. I've heard that.
I had no idea what it meant. And
it's a military thing, you know.
Somebody I know was at my house, and there was some children of color playing outside in the neighborhood late at night. And he said, there's a bunch of Mondays going on out there. And I was like, Mondays? And so he describes to me what I just described to you as going out there. I said, why do you say Mondays? He goes, nobody likes Mondays.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's some real racism right there.
It really is, but it's like straight on the incog because...
Not anymore.
Yeah, you just
outed
him.
Them.
I did just out them.
You just outed some Southern racists. So we got to, I think, do a little follow-up on the situation we talked about before, Jen, with the fake Facebook profile.
Oh, yeah. I didn't do my homework, though.
That's okay. Miss Cammie Bennett. I don't know if I filled you in on this here. I did.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I got the whole scoop.
Yeah. So the profile.
Our audience hasn't, so.
So the profile popped back up out of nowhere after I posted like a big screenshot saying this is a fake profile. You know, it was pretty obvious by then. But then whoever it was had the nerve to reactivate the account and start posting shit again like nothing ever happened.
Yep.
But then other people somebody were calling else her out. Caught on. And
because all the people that I had known that we were, had friends in common with, I sent everyone a message and said, this is a fake profile. Watch out. This is a fake profile. Well, some of them still had were friends with her because she deleted her account. And then once she reactivated her account, one of my Facebook friends sent me a message and said, hey, she's back on again. Tell Robbie.
So then I got tagged in a big conversation and drawn into it, and this whoever it was actually tried to argue that they were real, and it's like, okay, come on, you've been called out completely. Like, I showed evidence of where the profile that your pictures actually all came from, which is a girl in southern Maine that's not aware that her pictures are being stolen, contacted her, sent her a message. So then this person that had the fake profile was like, well, I have abusive parents and I didn't want them to know about this, so that's why I set it up under a different name, and that's why I don't have any of my previous friends. And it's like, oh, okay, well, how about the fact that the picture of your child came from a different website?
And yeah,
it was just way too obvious. So I said, well, you know, solve it right now. She's like, I shouldn't have to defend myself whether I'm real or not. It's like, well, just post a picture right now holding up a piece of paper with your name on it
and the date.
And problem solved, yeah.
Right.
And then, of course, nothing happened. She called some girls whores and, you know, I think finally used some information that she had gathered against some people, and which is probably what whoever it was doing.
Yeah.
And then, boom, next thing you know, the profile's taken down again.
Yes.
So it's gone again now.
It's gone again, yeah.
Beautiful.
Or dormant, at least.
Yeah.
I feel so left out.
But Jesus Christ, yeah.
I think I'm kind of up to speed.
Well, if you listen to the podcast, Jesse.
Oh, yeah.
all that info's out there for you, brother.
Gotcha.
Cool enough to come on the podcast, but too cool to listen to it.
That's right.
So, it was an interesting adventure that we went on, that we discovered this fake Facebook profile. It was just obvious, you know, very attractive female. Friending a lot of people in the area, claiming that, oh, I'm from away, I'm from Portland, I'm moving to the Ellsworth area, so I'm trying to make new friends before I move there, posting all these pictures and flirting with all these guys, and just, I don't know who it was, it's probably somebody we all know, and they're probably just trolling people, or maybe fucking with people, trying to get information, dick pics, whatever.
Brandon.
Yeah, probably. So, yeah, we saved the day and put an end to that a second time.
Until it pops up again.
Yeah. I also wanted to mention a wonderful Facebook group that Jen and I are members of. And it's I'm going to have to bring it up because it's absolutely beautiful. All right, so the group is called Singles in Maine with 4 exclamation marks.
Ooh, 4.
That's young.
Come join and have fun.
Exactly.
Is it fun?
Oh, it is the best of the best.
No, wait, what is it again?
Singles in Maine.
In Maine.
Join and have fun.
So it's just a statewide site.
Yeah. And it basically, it's like cyber Darwinism because it filters down just the very... It's going to sound so dickish, but the very, like, worst of the worst, the just, yeah, cream of the crop, because I think of it in levels in society. There are, like, the functional people that can live their lives and go and meet people in real life and have conversations and date and do that whole thing. Then, I mean, there are legitimate circumstances for the online dating thing.
And busy, work,
I've done it.
Career,
we've probably
right.
just about all done it one way or another.
Right.
But there are also the people that are just socially inept or just incapable. Oh, yeah, there's a beauty for you, Kovacs.
Hello.
You got to hit her up.
Oh, yeah.
Like the tassels.
That is unreal. I mean, she's obviously very embarrassed because she was trying to take a selfie of her own little, like, smile face. And then somebody took, like, a aerial photo to get her body in the picture.
Oh my god, I didn't realize that. That's like a double selfie. It's a selfie, but not
how
a selfie.
How the fuck does that work?
It's like a picture somebody took
she's
of her
in,
taking
she's in
a
the
selfie.
Mirror.
Yeah, but
she has her phone backwards in the mirror like this.
Oh,
but
she
the
does?
Angle looks different from where her phone is.
Right, it looks like there's someone taking a picture. Like this bitch taking a selfie.
She's in a dressing room. I don't know. I want to see what the comments say.
Oh, the comments.
What's
are
up,
great.
Sexy? Add me. Beautiful. I'm Edgar. I work a full-time job restoring log homes. I don't drink or drug. Have my own place.
That's...
How's your day going? Anything exciting happened lately?
That's what I mean about these people. Clearly, they don't understand how Facebook works because they always announce what their name is when they comment
right.
on it.
Right.
Like, it'll say, like, Terrence. Hello, I'm Terrence, and I'm 24. Like, yeah, your name is already attached to that.
Right.
Like, you see old people do it, but also, if you're in your mid-30s and you don't understand that you don't have to say your name, you're just, you're
right.
a fucking moron.
I love seeing random posts, like, somebody's grandmother, like, has to chime in on a happy birthday, like, hey, honey, this is grandma, I just wanted to call and say happy birthday. God bless their souls.
Yeah, they just don't understand. No. Yeah, but these are the people that don't know that there are dating websites out there, there is Tinder, there are just other ways to communicate. So they're like, oh, look, there's this group on Facebook where you can meet other people. I mean, guess I can't say much because we're both on it, but we're on it strictly for entertainment purposes. Mm. Have you brought
an
it
ass.
Up on your phone yet, Kovacs?
Oh, I did. I
an
joined
ass.
The group. I haven't.
Oh.
They haven't let me join yet, but I did find a post
very
from a certain
picky.
Somebody that we were talking about earlier, picky. Letting us know on his giving us an update on where he is and traveling to the south.
This guy Joshua just posted his profile photo says. Why I'm single, and it's got three check boxes. A, hideous, which is not checked. B, too picky, which is not checked. Or C, dick is too big, might kill someone. Checked!
Oh, we got a winner.
Wow. Okay.
Damn.
So, yeah, that's...
Jennifer Robideau likes this.
That'll...
you should like it.
That ought to just rake him in.
Yeah.
He's got a sweet fedora hat on with a blazer
Ooh.
And no shirt under it.
Oh, wow. Let me see.
Ooh.
Jesse's intrigued.
Oh, yeah. Wow. He is a...
Yep.
Yeah.
Odd fellow. Wait, hold on. He's got handcuffs attached to his belt loops. Not like one belt loop, but one handcuff on one side, one on the other. Look, right under his... Like, what is up with that? You see that?
How did I miss that?
I don't know, but that's... That totally beats the fedora.
It's like a chastity belt. He's clipping each belt loop to itself.
Yeah.
So nobody could get into his pants. It's perfect.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
We got a really...
Maybe his dick got arrested for killing someone because it was too big.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Oh, this girl, Mel, said, text me 270-2972. I have an appointment after 4.
Wait, what?
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
She put her phone number on. And said, I have an appointment, text me after 4.
And now we've said it on the podcast, so people feel free to text her.
And then, well,
hit her up.
So, okay, it's Monday, 7:48 a.m. You're very nice looking. Then the next lady wrote, is that a dove?
Wait, what?
Wait, is she referring to one of his tattoos, or like, is that
know.
A dove in
I'll
your pocket, or
you
just happy
hold
to
on.
See me?
And then the same girl, Mel, said, text me, 270, blah, 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 I have an appointment after 4. This was Monday at 2:30 p.m. At 5 p.m., she wrote, hello. And then at 9:30 p.m., hey, what's up?
Oh, wow. My God.
Bueller.
So clearly she,
Bueller.
She doesn't understand that, A, he's not interested, and B,
oh
that
my.
You can send somebody private messages. Like, you don't have to publicly humiliate yourself
right.
when you're hitting
when
on a random
doves
dude with a
cry,
fedora.
Do, 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 do.
Oh, my God. He does. He's got a dove on his shoulder.
Yeah, he's definitely got
How
a
can you that just is... leave me standing alone in a world
that is the only
so
dove
cold.
Selfie I've ever seen on a
Could
Facebook single
Could you guys take a picture
group.
Of me with the dove selfie, like, and put it on
oh,
the
yeah,
on the dating
we,
site?
We definitely should. On the dating site.
On the,
Jen's just posing awkwardly.
Come on, you stupid. You know what? iPhone, you go like this. Wham, it's done.
Oh, hold
the
on.
The flash
fucking
just
flash.
Fucking Frankenstein me in the face. Holy.
Nice dove selfie. Double dove selfie. Yeah, that's...
Is that a dove?
What is it with guys in that group, too, and animals? Because there's also a guy that likes to showcase his horse.
Oh,
ooh, I'm looking.
He's always like... He's a larger gentleman.
Anybody turning up in Bangor tonight? Hit me up. Message me if I'm in town with my friend. you know I live in Bangor. This guy.
Oh, oh wow. We got a stalker. Yeah, she's the same one that posted the restroom selfie, too, or the changing room selfie, if you look. There's also...
these poor people.
I would urge anybody listening to join this group just to view. I mean, there's every single one of these is pure gold.
Or if you're looking.
Or if you're looking for... I don't know what the fuck you're looking for.
A cock guy that with might a
dove.
Kill you.
Yeah, a cock that might kill you or a guy with a dove. I mean, we also got a 32... Okay, not 32-year-old, just 32 single dad of three wanting an honest, in all caps. Mm-hmm. I love it. A lot of them get angry, like they're yelling at an ex in the past.
Right.
An honest woman who don't play games.
Who don't?
Who don't play games.
And Facebook is where I'm going to find her for sure.
Message me only if you have self-esteem and love yourself. I don't jump woman to woman and don't do nudes. So if you go man to man or shopping for the best man you can find, so want 100 options, go away, Kay. Have a good time and hear honestly. Wait, that doesn't even make sense, but he's yelling
it. None of that makes sense.
Have a good time and hear honestly.
If
all
you
caps.
Go man to man, is he referring to...
Like ass to ass?
Yeah, I don't understand any of that.
Mono. And ladies, sometimes honesty isn't perfect, all caps. So if you can't handle truth, keep going. Not many can. I will wait for my real woman. I am one in a million. Well, it's 1/1,000,000, actually.
One out of a million.
So, okay, meeting a million to find my one. God bless everyone.
Wait, meeting a million to find my one?
Yep, meeting a million to find my one.
Maybe he knows. Maybe he's like so, aiming that at some chick he met on there, something, and he's, instead of, like, calling her out or just, like, moving the fuck on like he should, he's posting that and knowing that she's going to read it in hopes that, like, it's going to destroy her fucking life, that, oh, my God, I'm not honest, and...
Right. He's a keeper, too. It's funny because he says he doesn't go woman to woman, but he's trying to meet a million so he can find his one.
Oh.
And he also says he doesn't do nudes, but the picture he posted, he's got his shirt off.
Oh, right.
He's wearing a gold chain with a cross.
Classy.
And he's got some sweet tribals.
Sweet tribals.
Yeah.
Oh, ooh. My Lord.
What tribe you in, bro?
Same guy, Eddie. Hello, ladies. I'm 27-year-old straight man. I got a full-time job restoring log homes. I don't drink or drug. Feel free to message me or massage me. Massage. Have a great day and night.
I can't knock on people for not being able to spell.
And it says, you look way younger than 27, this girl said. And he said, yeah, I look young. It's my mixed ethnicity.
Oh, wow.
Mm. Oh, you better get off of that one before you become a racist.
Yeah, definitely.
He's transracial, all right?
Transracial.
Oh,
so he identifies with being mulatto. He identifies with being black and white.
What do we got? We got another winner, Jen?
Yeah. This guy named Eric. I'm Eric and looking for a woman who's kind at heart and believes in it to T-Y. We will talk later, I guess, LOL. He's wearing a dirty wife beater.
Wait, oh, see, okay, but here's the problem.
With tight pants.
No, he didn't choose a thug life. The thug life chose him.
He's taking the picture with like some kind of remote control.
Xbox?
How is he even doing that?
Is that like a...
That is not even anywhere close to an Xbox. That's like something
from a mouse. That's the mouse.
Oh my God, it is the mouse. He's holding the mouse in his hand up in the air.
Oh, Lord.
To take the picture with his wife.
Okay, I'm going to say one thing about this site that I've noticed so far. And it's a pretty important thing, I think, especially if you're in the dating world. Grammar is important.
Indeed.
Like, I get the spelling thing. I have a hard time spelling. I am dyslexic, so I don't spell well.
Right. Like, instead of saying, like you mean to say, like, you want to take a girl out for dessert, you say, I want to take a girl out to desert. And she's thinking, he's going to fucking bury me in the middle of nowhere and kill me when really just wants to bring
her. Yeah, context
ice cream.
Is important.
Right.
Yes.
But grammar. Grammar is important. Mm-hmm. Like, a full, complete thought in a sentence is a good thing. Like, to have a sentence and to convey a thought fully is not a bad thing. People can overlook spelling because they can say, well, I know what he meant to spell. And so you misspell the word. Well, no big deal. But when you're literally writing a paragraph that makes, it's gibberish. It literally makes no fucking sense at all.
Just fragments with periods on that.
Yeah. How is anybody supposed to be interested in that? I could see the interest of, I would like to find out what this human being is trying to say.
Mm. Right.
What were you actually, what was the words that you were really trying to put together to convey a thought?
That's, yeah.
Well, see, dumb don't know dumb. You know, like, it's not their fault for being stupid. They were probably born that way.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, the thing with this Facebook group is it literally is, it's comprised of people that don't know that there are things like OkCupid, Plenty of Fish. I mean, you can name a million.
Okay, Cupid, Black People Meat. Yeah.
Black People Meat. Farmers Only.
Black People's Meat.
Hey, I wonder what, man. I wonder what would happen if Black People Meat and Farmers Only merged. Oh, wait, I think that already happened once.
Wow.
Yeah. Ouch.
Took a turn for the worse here.
So, there's plenty of dating sites out there. There's Tinder, you know, if you just want the instant gratification. Or, if you suck at Tinder like I do, you end up in a six-month relationship. Yeah. But, so yeah, I'm not good at that app. I deleted it. But yeah, there are plenty of outlets, and these are the people that don't understand technology well enough to know that there are dating websites out there. So they've found this group, and they're just the best of the best.
Jen's still going through all.
I want to read them all. I do, and I'm trying to pick.
There's so many good ones. I'm letting you guys hash it out
while I'm trying to pick it out.
I really feel like all the people that are failing at this and like Tinder. Like, I really feel like Hot or Not could make a comeback because it could really put someone in their place.
I forgot about Hot or Not.
Hot or Not, yeah.
It was pretty straightforward.
It really was. You're somewhere between a 1 and a 10. Yeah. And, like,
we don't want to know anything about you.
Nope.
Period.
Right. Just your face.
Not even your name.
Or maybe your, you know, what a picture. Yeah. And we'll tell you how it rates.
Okay, so this is why this site doesn't work. The moderator of the site, her name is Patricia. I am thinking out loud again. I am surprised at the number of ladies whose photos seem to have their boobs as the focus of their picture. Their intent is so obvious and is very unflattering to them.
Hmm. Patricia is not happy.
Patricia must Patricia have shitty titties. That's all I can say.
Pretty much. Shitty titties.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they must have television. Everybody has television today, right? Except for fucking Robbie, because Robbie is...
I don't have television.
Yeah. Oh, you don't. Ooh, we got two hipsters in the room.
Wow. Yeah.
Well, I got Netflix on my phone. That's what I do.
I've got Netflix and Hulu, but can still sound like hipsters and say, I don't have television.
There are a million commercials a day for dating sites.
Right.
Like, you don't really need to go onto a Facebook page. That's like the worst possible dating site there ever could be. Because let's be honest. Facebook is probably, like, the worst of our society. I mean, I don't want to say that, but, like, there's a lot of shit that goes on Facebook.
Right.
Not the place you really want to meet people. Yeah. It's mostly pictures of people's food and drama.
Yeah, it's a hamper. It's just a giant hamper.
Exactly. Laundry. Right.
Listen to this hamper. His name is Terry. Last year's pic of me living in southern Maine. Looking for a nice woman. I'm 50 and on disability. There's not a period in this whole thing, so I'm going to try to pause a little bit. I'm almost completely blind. Please, no player looking for money. I have none, and all I have is my mobile home and my 74-year-old mom, and I got 21 years ago. We both own it. I raised my daughter here and now alone helping mom with her disabilities, and she's on a walker. So needs me now, as I needed her all my life. She's always been there. But I love it. It's nice here and looking for a woman who is working woman. Don't need no your money, but God help with your have to like everyone does in no life. And I don't. I tried not to laugh. And I don't need anything extra. Not looking for a rich girl. Only love that lasts longer than 5 years then gone. That's not real love. And I'm a nice guy, but don't believe me. Then you're lost. I'm prob nicest guy in the world. But I might be wrong there. Might be better. The Messiah might come. He's a lot nicer than me.
Wow.
After all, he's the messenger.
Pump the brakes.
Who's the Zion?
Wait, now he's getting biblical. Like, that Zion? Is legit.
You gotta let me finish. After all, he's the messenger of God's true kindness in the last forever. Not 5 years, then sick of the same old guy, then poof, gone. I don't think my ex 8 years ago was looking for real love that lasts forever. She wouldn't have left me for whatever. But that was years ago.
Oh, it's a poem.
He just slipped into talking about Jesus for a minute.
But that was years ago. I'm over her now and her kids. I helped raise as nice, respectful college women when they left. And even my own daughter is now a college grad and doing more than she is a massage therapist at a respectful place. A pro at what she
hand
does.
Jobs.
And she's not a hooker. It's not like that at all.
Ooh, Jesse, you got proven
and
wrong.
And she ain't either. And that's it there. The last couple years. Oh, my God. And that's it. And here, a last year's pick of me. I can't put a new pick because I swept my floor away by my cam by accident. Haha. I said I'm almost totally blind. Take care.
Oh,
no likes, no comments.
Oh,
who dares to?
And this was on June 15th.
Oh. I'm going to like it. Just to, like,
does anyone
want to
see a pick of Terry?
Oh, God, he looks like Chris Angel on crack.
I'm going to read the last one. He's posted since then, and he said he's looking for a small framed woman. So he's looking for a small framed woman.
Yeah.
Go back. Shut up. Stop.
I'm so sorry. I can't. I can't.
Kovacs can't even.
He already posted one, and it said he was looking for a small framed woman. He's legally blind.
That's a good point. Like, how's he gonna know? Well, I guess by feeling.
So I guess a Braille keyboard does no justice for someone.
This guy posted twice in a row, at 10 minutes apart. One says 38-year-old male, Waterville. The second one says, "Hello, ladies. Do you want to see?"
It really does say, "Hello, ladies."
Yeah.
Hello, ladies.
Oh, good Lord. Yeah, oh, see, that's not, I don't, how many people are members of this group?
Yeah,
I'm like, looking for one post in particular, but
I'll let my profile pic be an angry-looking psycho selfie of myself.
Oh, my God, he's going to kill someone.
You know what would be awesome
Hello,
is if
ladies,
they didn't have a pic.
You.
I want to eat your feet.
He probably went on his sex offender registry profile to get a pic because he doesn't have a camera because he swept it up in the trash.
In the floor when the Zion came back.
Wow.
Wow. So, yeah, that's...
Okay, there's one female that I saw post once that was remotely attractive on here.
And intelligent?
And it got 103 likes. Well, she managed to spell new outfit with proper punctuation and spelling, so... That's already way ahead of most of the people in the group.
Right.
She's no longer a member.
No.
Let's
right.
just say.
She was like, yeah this
it
is...
It says she can't see this post because she is not a member of the singles in main group.
Right.
So I'm guessing she posted that picture being the only attractive group in the girl actually posting.
And they booted her.
And, well, she probably got... You know, 103 likes and started
and a
getting
creeped
just
out.
Crazy, threatening,
yeah,
like,
creepy,
weird sexual
yeah.
messages from the guys on here. And
right.
was like, yeah, okay, I'm leaving that group.
Yeah, not the cream of the crop there.
No.
This just sounds like a sausage fest for the socially awkward. That's
yeah, I
was
feel
just,
like that's what it is.
I was a little bummed out that I haven't, like, they haven't accepted my request to join.
It took me a while to get in. I'm not going to lie.
Really? I'm kind of wishing. Maybe I'll just cancel
my request. Is it Patricia is in charge? I mean,
yeah.
She's probably busy sleeping.
Dating.
Or dating?
Yes. Yeah.
Speed dating.
She's getting so
Speed
many
dating.
Dates from this group.
She likes to keep her dance card full.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. I posted on the group.
Yeah, I was trying to find that, actually.
Ooh. Yeah, I did. I got a bite, too, and I kind of got a date out of it.
Kind of. Like, did it happen?
Wait.
Did you guys meet in person?
We did.
You did.
Okay, so it wasn't kind of like I got a potential date. It was something that happened that it was a kind of date.
Sounds like a date.
Okay. Well, sounds like...
I don't know.
I'm trying to find the post.
Oh, okay. I see where we're going now.
Kind of a double date.
Oh.
Oh, okay. Here's a beauty. This is the last one that I'll read, unless Jen can find my post. But this guy... Which he is, I'll read it first, and you guys picture this guy in your head, and listeners, do
yes,
the same.
I love
Try
it.
To picture this guy as I'm reading it. Then you'll view the picture and be like, yep.
Imaginary sequence.
So, it says, happy holiday from your friendly neighborhood hippie sunshine. Grateful Dead tunes playing, steaks and 420 breaks all day today. Now if I had a special somebody to share it with is all I need.
Oh, I definitely got the image in my head. Yep. Boom. Yep. Perfect. Actually, unfortunately, I had him with curly hair, but the same long flowing, just curly hair.
Yep. Everything else is how I.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I don't think anybody's actually getting any dates from this site because people are constantly.
People might
posting.
Be getting murdered it's, from this site.
That's entirely possible. Yeah, that's probably more likely.
Serial killers out there a little.
Because, I mean, there's people that are posting on here daily. They're just like, how's everybody doing today? And then they're conversing on here.
Right.
And it's like, well, isn't the point of the site to, like, meet somebody to potentially...
meet in person.
Face-to-face.
Right. Not
but
just
no,
date
they're
online.
Just, yeah, they're now just conversing daily online and not getting anywhere.
I kind of understand, like, the one that Jen read, and that was fucking epically hilarious.
Awesome.
But the guy, I mean, gee, he basically spelled it out. He's a fucking, like, 50-year-old guy, lives with his mom in a trailer, he's blind, he's on disability.
Yeah, he isn't lying. He doesn't want any gold diggers.
Right, but he don't get the internet. Like, he doesn't. No. He does not internet well.
No.
So doesn't. I get that. I get he was like, oh, Facebook's easy enough, and here's a site. What do we got?
You gonna read it, Rob?
Oh, Robbie.
Oh, yeah.
You posted.
I did, yeah.
Okay. All right.
I feel like it'll be weird if I read it.
You want me to read it?
Can I read it, please?
Uh-huh.
Can
I,
well, please. Read it.
Just to be even better.
I'm looking for someone to have dinner with me this weekend. I prefer hot redheads with tattoos, preferably a half sleeve at least. Looking for someone who is hot, witty, intelligent, funny, and motivated. Must be a dog person. PM me if interested. Also, it would be a bonus if you could pick me up in a Hummer. What are the odds? Am I asking too much? I think that's fair.
Clearly, I was trolling. Uh-huh. And it's funny because all these dudes, John Bellis commented and was like messing with me some.
He
didn't really get it. But this one dude posted was like, psh, give me a break, man. Sounds like you're living in a fantasy land.
Oh, jeez.
And I wanted, because we ended up going to Daniel Tosh and we took Jen's Hummer. And I wanted to, like, take a picture of us in the Hummer and post it to this group and be like, huh, gee, look what I found. But I knew Jen was in the group, so I figured I'd fuck with her by posting
there
that.
There was a guy that wrote something. Maybe it was just that one. Yeah. Yep, sounds more like a fantasy. Good luck.
You didn't comment on it, Jen?
Oh, I did.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
It's so awkward when people don't understand. People just don't get things. Like, nothing else would describe it better, but the blind guy, like, that's just incredibly awkward, funny,
hilarious.
I feel a little bad. Right. I feel obligated to feel bad.
Right.
Yeah, you
society
are
makes me feel bad, right. But I was thinking while you were reading it right out of the gate, I thought, well, he sounds like he's already got a woman. It's his mom.
Yeah.
Right there, living with him, like...
So basically just wants sex. He's got everything else.
Right.
He's got everything he needs.
Right.
Disability check. Yep. Trailer that he owns. You know, companionship.
Yep.
He doesn't want a gold digger.
He's a pimp. His daughter's a hooker and a massage.
Yeah. He's got it made.
Not a hooker.
Not a hooker.
Yeah, he really had to specify that.
Right. Twice.
Ha. Huh. Yeah, so that's a funny sight.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's very entertaining. Well, I think at this point we can do... quick news segment. So, I don't know if you guys have seen, I'm assuming you probably have because people have been posting it all over fucking Facebook. You guys are like snipers with the mosquitoes right now.
Oh, yeah. Dude, I mean, seriously, they're like the size of pterodactyls.
Shit. I had a piece of it.
Come here.
Jesse's summoning it. It's an interesting strategy.
Come at me, mesquite bro.
Mesquite bro. Okay, so what's the news thing? I guess.
People have been talking all over Facebook about great whites being spotted in Maine.
Oh. I don't know
if you've seen this.
Yeah, it's just the other day, I believe it was.
Yeah.
Which, this isn't bullshit, because I saw it on the 5 o'clock evening news, Channel
like,
5.
What, it's named like Mary Ellen or something, the one that's being tracked?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, it was
down in southern Maine. It was in Portland.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, a few weeks ago, it was off the Jersey Shore, and before that, it was off the Virginia Beach Shore. It's like a 14-foot great white.
Yeah.
Well, the article I'm looking at right now, which was posted 2 days ago, says, it's Portland Press Herald, says, scientists say sharks seen off Maine are likely basking sharks, not great whites.
Mm-hmm.
If indeed the biggest one was 25 feet long, it likely was a harmless plankton eater, experts say. So I don't know. They're claiming
well,
that,
I saw her on Channel 5 News either last night or the night before. I think it was actually last night that there was great white spotted off of the coast of Portland, right off the shore of Portland.
There's one that's being tagged, and it's got a transmitter that they tagged into its dorsal fin, and every time its dorsal fin breaks the surface of the water, it sends a ping. You can Google it, it'll show you all of its pings, and like where it's been spotted recently and whatnot, but there's been like an epidemic down where I live, like not far from where I live, this beach in North Carolina, a couple weeks ago, these two kids had their arms bitten off by bull sharks. So out of nowhere, like, people are going crazy.
Shark
fishing.
Crazy, yeah.
Yeah, shark fishing. I got
Now, are sharks, obviously bull sharks, but are great whites and other sharks common in Virginia Beach?
Not great whites. Bull sharks, occasional hammerheads, sandbar sharks.
Because your water's a little warmer.
Right. But bull sharks, and bull sharks are the most aggressive shark, period.
I don't know why the word bull shark is just
bull shark. Bull wonder what you were laughing
bull
about.
Shark. It's almost like bull shark. Bull shark.
Yeah. Bull shark. Because we have had sharks here before. It's not that uncommon because the way that the Gulf Stream flows, we do have warm water that flows up through here. And sometimes the sharks that are following that current get a little off kilter. We've had sharks in Frenchman's Bay. I don't know about great whites, but we've had sharks.
We had like, was it sand sharks or something?
There's definitely
like
really
small
sand sharks. There's definitely makos.
There are
in the
small
Gulf of Maine.
Right. Sand sharks. Makos, I believe, are what we get a lot of, mako sharks. But I saw this on the news, and I'm not saying it was 100%. Maybe they were talking about the hoax, and
I mean, I'm
just half listening to the news.
I'm looking online, and everything that I'm seeing is pointing to the same thing, basically, that they're saying that it's the whatever the other ones are, basking sharks. I can't find anything confirmed great whites in Maine.
Hmm. Damn. Jen, being our resident marine biologist.
Oh, yeah, she is.
She's our resident
biologist.
I know a lot about Maine shit, but I don't know fucking dick about great white sharks.
Right.
Sharks, period, really.
You ever seen Jaws?
Yeah, when I was like 5. Oh. I rode the ride at Universal Studios.
Hell yeah.
Jelly.
So she's pretty much our expert.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. I've got a picture in the Jaws' mouth standing there at Universal Studios.
You qualify.
So I think she's qualified
to chime in on sharks in Maine.
Yeah. So what do you think? Legit or not?
There was a lady today at the shop that was from Allied Whale getting her car worked on or some shit.
Ooh.
And she said that great whites have always come up here a little bit, like when the water gets really warm.
All right.
Not like a ton of them or anything.
No,
but she said that
occasion.
it's definitely not unheard of.
So it's plausible.
It is very plausible.
Yeah. Same thing with like wolves. They say, oh, there aren't any wolves in Maine, but there are wolves in Canada.
Right.
They're not going to stop at the border and be like, oh, nope, that's Maine.
Right. They don't have passports, so they can't. It's tough to get across the border.
Right.
Same it's really tough to get across the border now.
So, yeah, that's our exciting news. I think it is Shark Week, too, isn't it?
It's next week is Shark Week. Oh, no, maybe
Shark
it's in
Week
July.
Was like a month ago.
No, it's coming.
I think every week should be Shark Week. Honestly.
I'm not a fan of Shark Week. And now I'm a big fan of Shark Week.
Oh! Shark Week, yeah.
Oh!
Oh, motherfucker, it's evasive. We just, two of us missed
hybrid.
That same
He's a
one.
Fucking ninja.
Yeah, Shark Week. We talked about that last time.
That's right,
yeah.
Shark Week.
Does anybody have any new shark stories?
Anybody, meaning Jesse.
Yeah, why is everybody looking at me?
You're a resident shark expert.
Yeah, you're right. You know, I honestly, I mean, all is well on the shark and hemorrhoid front. You know, I'm feeling pretty good.
It's
I,
good to hear.
I wear
Fresh
khakis
to death.
These days. I wear khakis.
Ooh, good call.
Again. Wow. Mm-hmm. So you're feeling brave enough to go back to khakis?
I am.
Nice.
I am.
That's pretty brave.
I had a close call a couple of weeks ago.
Ooh.
Yeah, I was working out at the gym. I was on the leg press machine, and a little something happened, and I'm still not sure. I'm still not confident.
Well,
gambled
how
and
do you
lost?
Not know, though?
Well, because it was moist, and then it was like, there was, yeah. And there was, I like went and checked, and there was no smell. but there was something going on, but I think it was just a wet fart. I think it was a butt sweat.
Oh, and you
fart.
You caught it in the clinch?
My God. Yeah.
Like, clinch your cheeks before it could pop out?
And it blew sweat. Yeah.
Oh, there, yep. Okay.
Oh, so you got like, you got scared.
You had to wipe?
Through.
Yeah, because I was like, I don't know if that's sweat or what the deal is.
Right. I mean, that I think that drops down the category of like extreme swamp ass or extreme crab butt.
I think it was. Yeah, I don't think it came from inside. I think it was on the surface. The fart just pushed it out through.
Right.
There was a little line. I changed as a precaution. I was like, I keep an extra
good idea.
Extra set when I work out just in case. So. So that's my Shart Week story.
Nice.
People listening should picture that in like a dramatized black and white scenario, like slow motion, shaky cam,
right.
Maybe a little music in the background.
I saw a facial expression too, like you in the leg press and then a deer in headlights and let me casually go walk into the locker room.
Right. Is that why you have those spare underwear hanging in your bathroom?
Oh, wow.
Extra pair, just
yeah,
in case.
Yeah, so I keep those there. You never know. Yeah. When you picture me in the reenactment, you've got to picture like a really bad version of me. Like a fill-in actor that sort of looks like me. Okay. And then it cuts to me telling the story, but I've got like a blurred out face and my voice is all distorted.
Right.
I could picture Barrett Lunt playing you in a dramatization.
That would be awesome.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
Nice. I was thinking
maybe
like,
we could get that reenacted.
Yeah.
I think we should make a small video
I think we should.
And then just play the video over the podcast and
well, we could put it on our YouTube channel. That would work too.
Oh,
yeah. We do have one of those.
I didn't know that.
Special place for our cartoons.
But you don't have an Amazon link to the website.
No. But if you listen to last week's podcast, we explained that. The Amazon banner is never going to happen.
So, Jen and Jesse, thanks for coming on the podcast
as usual.
Thank you.
Jen didn't have to travel quite as far as Jesse did,
yeah,
though.
Jesse,
he came all the way up from Virginia.
Flew up here from Virginia just to do this podcast.
Yeah. And skipped his appointment and just came right here.
Yeah, that's how important we are.
I have a job when I get back, you know that? So.
Probably, yeah.
But you'll be on the podcast.
That's right. I mean, it's worth it.
Yeah,
it's worth
it. Opens up a lot of doors, really.
It does.
Well, I'm like famous now.
Yeah, we have a lot of listeners in Virginia, I think.
Ooh. Yeah, Jesse.
Or like one, yeah. So maybe it'll open a door with yourself.
You
can
be
like self-employed, open up your own business, hire yourself.
Famous in Lithuania. They have a bunch of listeners in Lithuania, right?
Is that is it the Philippines.
Philippines. She always says Lithuania.
Right.
We got to get a shout out from all our Lithuanian listeners.
Listeners in Lithuania.
That's what their accent sounds like. They all have lisps.
Yeah.
It's actually like spelled with an S. It's Lithuania. None of them know. Don't tell them.
Don't
listen to this.
Oh, that's great. They're well, before you guys go, we got to get, you know what, from you both.
Ooh, can we get it dual at the same
unison?
Time?
Unison. Okay, ready?
Yep.
1, 2, 3. Mon, dude!
Nice.
There we go.
Are we going to sign off?
Sure.
We're going to say goodbye, like our usual fucking awkward
weird
thing. Thanks for...
That's all we...
I'm Robbie.
Got thanks for
yeah.
All everything.
Next week, was it tough growing up in an all-white suburban neighborhood?
Eating at the Golden Corral.
Right. Yeah. Thanks for listening. If you like the show, let people know. Spread the word. Don't forget to like our Facebook page. Check out our YouTube channel and follow us on Twitter. If you have any questions or things you'd like to hear on the show, let us know by emailing us at twodowneastdudes@gmail.com. That's the number 2, downeastdudes@gmail.com. If you'd like to contribute to the show, please click on the Amazon banner on our website at www.twodowneastdudes.com. Again, that's the number 2, downeastdudes.com. It doesn't cost any more, but we do get a small percentage of the purchase price. You can also feel free to donate to us directly via our PayPal link on the website. Come on, dude!